None of math is in isolation. We're talking about fractions, as we know from doing tangrams. We were also talking about geometry. We were also talking about distances between them. All of that along with number sense and along with fractional parts, fractional pieces, how to add fractions. Last time we did the fraction race to the board to compare fractions, and then we played fraction bingo with equivalent fractions. All of this is tied together. Today I want to do fractions with measurement, and it's important that you have a measurement tool in front of you while we talk about this. Benjamin Franklin, who's one of my big heroes in math, not only was he a scientist and a politician and a statesman, he was very interested in math, and what his motto was, notice, notice, notice. If you notice things around you, you pick up a lot of information and you're able to make a lot of connections. I'm going to give you an index card, and on the index card, without using your measurement tool, I would like you to make any 2 points, just not 2 points in the same spot. Make any 2 points. Maybe if you use a big highlighter or a big crayon, you'd be able to see the points better than a pencil point. Please measure the distance between the two dots. I would like you to record your distance. Recording in math, as you'll remember, means that you write it down. You can orally record something, but we're going to write it down. And I would like you to label on the card what it was. Was it 6 centimeters? Was it 4.5 inches? And will someone come up and write the label of what their distance was on their card? Does anyone not see how to measure on their index card? I start off with this because sometimes students haven't done a lot of measuring, and I want to make sure you know how to go from one place to another, which is what measurement is all about. Every time I look at a map, I learn something new, either about distance, space, something about math, something about topography, all of which has to do with math, elevation. So I brought part of my collection for you to use today in measurement and in fractions. I'm going to pick Green Mountain National Forest, and I'm going to pick White Mountain National Forest. Two places. Once you pick your two places, measure the distance between them and record that. Record the distance on your card, just as you did the random spot. Then convert it to miles, or convert it to kilometers if you're doing metric. And then find the halfway point. A lot of times when people are traveling, they want to find the halfway distance. That's where they're going to stop and have dinner on the road trip, or that's where they're going to stop and spend a few days with their cousin before they go on to where they're going. How far is it and where are you? Locate a fourth of the way. How far is that and where are you? Texas? And you can swap with each other.
Texas.
Oh, the heart of the Grand Canyon. Lots of elevation distances there. Yes, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Cape Cod.
This is in metric, and this one is in customary. Paul in Jersey City.
The city of New York in Manhattan, in the New York City in
so you're
going to
add in
the column 74.
Okay.
Locate the scale. Is it metric
or customary? If you measured a certain number of centimeters and that's a certain number of kilometers, you can say it's X kilometers from one space to another. And then find the halfway point, start off at your original destination, and where are you going to stop for halfway? All right? Good question, Kate. We are Lake Shore to Eagle Hill, and will you measure that? And you said that it was 3 inches or centimeters?
The map is New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. At halfway is 28 miles, and the ground up of the quarter way is 14 miles.